866-776-9668. Online at restoreoftheheartland.com.
Some teens have trouble just making it to graduation.
And welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. And it is a Fort Riley half hour here on In Focus. We've got Master Sergeant Jason Snell, the founder, Soldier for Life Transition Assistance Program. We also got Monica Smith, Education Services Specialist. Do want to remind folks that the Hiring Heroes Career Fair is going on right now on post at Riley's Conference Center. Goes to 2 p.m. this afternoon, so be sure to check that out if you're interested. But right now, let's talk with Monica Smith and talk about graduation. Not everybody thinks about K-State high schools, but Fort Riley's involved in graduation events as well.
Yes. This is going to be our 58th combined graduation ceremony. This will be the second time we're having it at the Hilton Garden Inn here in Manhattan. Its location is 410 South 3rd Street. And it's going to be at 1 p.m. And it's going to be Thursday, May 24th. And it's open to, you know, honoring our soldiers, veterans, family members, and DA civilians that completed their associate's, bachelor's, master's, or a certificate program.
And there's a lot of different schools and universities mentioned here. We've got Barton County College, Central Michigan University, Central Texas, some local community colleges, such as like Hutchinson. We got Southwestern College, back my hometown of Winfield. All sorts, and of course K-State. So definitely a wide range there, and really shows you the online education capabilities there.
Yes, yes, they definitely can. So basically, you know, we like this hold this ceremony because, you know, with our military families, they're not like your traditional college students. So they face a lot of deployments, they PCS a lot of times. So they have to piecemeal a lot of times their degree plans. And so it's kind of sometimes hard for them to combine everything and get a degree and actually say, I've completed my associate's or my bachelor's degree. So, you know, this, you know, there's a lot of obstacles in their way, and this allows them to celebrate their special moment with their loved ones and in their shared sacrifices.
And holding this ceremony off post, you said this is the second year to hold it here in Manhattan. What was kind of the decision-making process on that?
Yeah, well, we used to hold them on Fort Riley, but we have really outgrown that venue. We used to do them twice a year. We've now condensed it down to just once a year in May. And so our population has increased tremendously. So we used to have standing room only where people were standing against the wall with no more seats left at all. So we kind of had to move to a bigger venue. So that's what made us decide to move off the post.
And with that, I guess, how many are we expecting then?
Well, we have a total of 332 graduates, and we have 212 that are actually going to walk through the ceremony.
Pretty big big class. Is that kind of an average size the last few years, it or
usually,
is that more?
It usually is about the average, at least about 200 or so.
And as far as the range of degrees, programs that the students have completed, maybe give us that range and maybe tell us what are some of the more popular ones.
Okay. Well, we do certificates. Like I said, certifications always help in the job market. We have associates, bachelor's, and master's programs. And the certifications, like I said, have become very popular because in most instances, you can go right into the workforce upon completion. So a lot of the popular ones are like nursing, business management, criminal justice, human resource management, and computer science. So, you know, especially with nursing, you do the LPN certification, you can go right into nursing right away.
And really just kind of continues a tradition that the military has always kind of had. If you kind of go back to the GI Bill when it comes to giving soldiers that opportunity to keep pursuing their education, I'm sure that's very important for Fort Riley to keep that tradition going.
Yes, and they, you know, the soldiers can also transfer those benefits to their family members too. So a lot of them take advantage of that as well.
And if some soldiers out there are tuning in and maybe just for whatever reason not too aware of the educational opportunities that Fort Riley can offer and those connections that Fort Riley can help make, how do they get involved and where do they need to go to find some of that information out?
Well, you know, they'll come to our education center. We're located in building 211 on Custer Avenue. That's right across from the Kingfield House. And we do have 9 colleges right there on post. We have Central Michigan, University of Mary, Upper Iowa University, Southwestern College, Central Texas College, Hutchinson Community College, K-State University, Barton Community College, and the University of Kansas.
And going to have Fort Riley 1st Infantry Division Garrison Commander Colonel John Lawrence will deliver the commencement address. That'll be he's a motivating guy.
Yes, he is. And I think he's looking forward to it, too, right before his retirement. Yep. So.
Oh, that's right. So will this be his last one?
This will be his last one.
So this is one to catch, then, for sure.
Yes, definitely.
Well, that's great. Any other things that I might have missed there, Monica?
No, just wanted to let people know that they can always come to the Education Center, find out what we have to offer. And we used to, like I said, we used to have 5 colleges. We've built up to 9 colleges now. And we do have some new programs coming, too. University of Mary is going to be starting up a Master's of Science in Business. Central Michigan University is going to have a undergraduate and a graduate certificate in cybersecurity. And then K-State is going to be offering an Associate of Science in Web Development Technology. And that's based off of our recent needs assessment. So these are the programs that soldiers are looking for. So that's what we're going to be starting here pretty soon.
And programs very suited for the future of employment and business in general. Jason, any thoughts on graduation?
No, I've been to a couple of them, not participated, but I will say that it is a very big event, and it's really good seeing all these students graduate just from all walks of life, different universities. It's really a nice event.
And especially when you consider that I'm sure a lot of these soldiers got into military maybe out of high school and haven't in the past had that opportunity to kind of get that feeling of post-high school graduation. So this is a good way for them to get that feeling, I'm sure.
Definitely. So, you know, while they're in the military, it helps, you know, in their military careers, get promotions and things like that. But then I always tell the soldiers, you're not going to be in the military forever. So eventually at some point, you're going to get out, and then you're going to be in the civilian workforce, and you want to make yourself marketable so that you know there's going to be a lot more competition out there. So you definitely want to be ready for that.
Two of the topics this morning that are pretty well connected, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
We work together for some time.
Yeah, education and employment go hand in hand.
That they do. Well, anything else before we go from either of you? Any last words?
No. I would say, hey, go to the career fair.
Yeah, and definitely show up for graduation on the 24th to All support right. our troops.
Yeah. Very good. Thanks so much for coming in, Ambassador Sergeant Jason Snell, Soldier for Life Transition Assistance Program. Also, Monica Smith, Education Services Specialist out at Fort Riley. Thanks so much. Always enjoy having you in.
Thanks, Brady.
More in Focus coming up.
KMAN News is brought to you by ESB Financial. Get ESB Financial.